HMMC.
You're listening to the WYE Radio Network.
Imagine being able to be transported back in time with a firefighter. We got J.W. Jarvis.
Hey.
Podcast that responds to all emergencies on and off the job.
And now here are your hosts, Motor Cop and the Happy Medic.
I've already decided.
Very precarious.
We're not even going to make any questions. We're just going to make up what JW stands for.
Yeah, that's fine. I was going to go with, why not just keep the Marriott name? I mean, you want to strike out on your own, that's fine.
But, oh, okay.
You got to keep it. But all right. I mean, here in the studio, we've got a lot of construction going on, so I'm sitting on top of a bunch of boxes over here in the corner.
Are you?
And my headphones just barely, look at the
that's
cord
because
is
you
taut.
Have, that's because you have garbage headphones.
Yeah, well, they were free with purchase. And but look, to stay by the mic and still have my beverage, look at this.
Yeah. You're a pro. Look at me. Pro.
Oh, that was close. But yeah, this week on the show, we've got an author that we were teasing a couple shows back, J.W. Jarvis. He's got a new book out, The Phantom Firefighter, which looks like a lot of fun. I haven't read it yet. I'm still working on The Gift of Fear, still rocking through that one, but I'm definitely going to give this a try.
I see. You do have the...
I have the book with
the
me.
Book, the bookmark in
Yeah,
it.
The bookmark. And I got more bookmarks. We're actually going to auction off some of the bookmarks.
Oh, okay.
To our audience.
Fantastic.
So make sure you're a patron over at patreon.com/WYE, and we can try to get you a bookmark.
Also, yeah, you'll be able to see our latest post to figure out what the map of Tasmania.
The map of Tasmania is. Yeah, so what we're going to do is we're going to bring JW on here and see if he knows what the map of Tasmania means. JW, welcome to WYE Radio.
Well, thank you for having me, folks.
Yeah, so are you aware with the Australian phrase, map of Tasmania?
I am not, sorry.
You're not. Well, that's okay. It's a family show.
Do you want to hazard a guess?
It sounds like something related to the Tasmanian devil, or could it be?
Well, I mean, maybe.
Depends on how your marriage is going.
Maybe.
but back on topic, we've got here the Phantom Firefighter. Just kind of a 30,000-foot view of why did you pick firefighters as a subject for your novel?
Well, first of all, I have some very high respect for the first responder team. I don't think they get the all the press and the love that they should. I think they're out there risking their lives every day. It could be something that doesn't seem very risky, but then it becomes risky once they come on scene, and they just have to brave it out and deal with it. And it can be anything from, you know, saving a little old lady to, evacuating people from a building, who knows. But I think the first responders are somebody that I'd love our younger folk to learn a little bit more about, maybe help inspire some of them to take some of those positions when they get older. Because I do think there's a bit of a shortage going on with these folks. And so I hope that this book inspires some young folks to maybe if I inspired one person to become a first responder, I think that would be helpful.
Well, there's only been a shortage of first responders for since inception.
Yeah, pretty much. It turns out you can make more money doing other stuff.
But you can't drive fast and put the wet stuff on the hot stuff and shoot a gun.
That's right. Now,
not
JW,
all at the same time, by the way.
In your book, young Noah finds a diary and goes on a crazy adventure trying to impress a girl at school.
As one does. Yep.
But, you know, you really put it in this frame of, you know, his parents recently divorced and he's kind of looking out there trying to find himself. Is there any autobiographical angle on this by chance?
You've never
found a magic diary? I don't understand.
Crazy, right?
I was always told, write what you know.
When you guys find that diary that takes you back in time, let me know. I'll sign up for it. But this is it's really just about, there are some things that relate to my youth, but I would say that this is about a boy that new town, new school, no friends because he had to move away. Pandemic got his family, unfortunately, and he wants to impress his new friend, but then he loves reading, and he happened to find this book. that he thought was just a book about firefighters. And then it turns out to be much more magical and enchanting. So it actually pulls him inside to the diary from the past. And then what do you do as a tween, as a firefighter? What do you do? What's your next step? So that's what makes it kind of interesting.
Yeah, I really love this new angle on it, because it's not the, you know, the hardened retired guy talking about, you know, the late 80s in New York, it was crazy. It's a fire factory. It was crazy. This is really kind of an optimistic look at public safety, and not to go too far into the future, because, you know, the diary takes you to the best. But you've got a whole series lined up. Am I correct?
Yes, yes. The second book, called The Phantom Enforcer, I'll let you guess what that's about, or what first responder that's about.
Parking enforcement.
Superhero.
You know what? Oh. Parking enforcement doesn't get the credit. Good
that is
on
true.
You, sir.
That is true.
Wow.
That is true.
Now he's got to rewrite the whole thing.
Charge a little bit more for those parking violations. But no, it's about police officers. So yeah, the second book is about police officers, and it's coming out in December.
Can I suggest an alternate title? The Phantom Badass. That sounds cool, right?
I was thinking Phantom Soul Crusher.
Oh,
somebody went and found all of your traffic citations and bound them in a leather book.
No, they found the blog was printed out.
There you go.
Yeah.
So as this series moves forward, is it the same kind of vehicle trying to grab a different audience, or is someone who reads the Phantom Firefighter do they need to read The Phantom Firefighter to really understand and appreciate The Phantom Enforcer?
It is a series, so I highly recommend you read the first book, because that sets up a lot in the second book. And then the third book, there will definitely be at least a third book, so it'll at least be a trilogy. The third book will also falls into what happens with the second book. So definitely have to read it in order. So book 1, 2, 3.
I don't. I will never. I will go to my grave never understanding how people jump in the middle of a series and don't start at the beginning. Oh no, they're all standalones. The hell you say? I'm starting with the first published book because I'm not a monster.
Because I am not a monster.
I am not a monster. If you jump into book 3 or 2 before 1, there is something wrong with your soul.
Unless, of course, it's the Star Wars films, and then you start at episode 2.
Yeah.
But that's not a book.
Yeah, no.
That's fine. No, I get that.
Actually, episode 4, it was The Machete.
Yeah.
Order.
Yeah.
But now there's so many shows and so many things going on. So I guess what we're saying, JW, is this is the beginning of your Star Wars empire.
There you go. Yeah.
That's right. Need to be start thinking of spinoffs. I want to see a Miss Maria the Lunch Lady spinoff. I don't know how you can work her in. I don't know if, you know, that's somebody that was in your past that you really drew from, or just some Chris Farley memories from old SNL shows. I'm not sure, but that would be great. Speaking of that, is this your first foray into writing? And if not, what made you go this direction?
It is my first foray into writing. I'm actually been a person in that works, has a career in IT. So that uses a different part of your brain, whereas writing is more of a creative part, I think. And so I've always wanted to do this. I just never committed to it. I had a little bit of writing here and there, but nothing like published. So this is something that I just felt like it's time to do it. And once I got started, I couldn't stop.
That's the way writing works. It works its way into your soul, and you're just like, I used to get really angsty if I was at work and I had a bunch of tales to tell, and if I didn't sit down and write, my attitude just started taking a dive. But as soon as I sat down to get those fingers on the keyboard, man, it changed my whole perspective. It really did. Writing is such an amazing exercise.
Yeah. And it's like you have all this stuff in your brain. You're like, I got to get it out. I got to get it out somehow. And you know, I mean, unless you have like a podcast like yourselves or something, you know, you got to release somehow. So yeah. So this was a way to do that. So I'm pretty excited, and it's fun to do. So.
And what led you to have your target audience be young adults, the YA of the world? Because there's so many books I've read that are like The Hunger Games, technically a YA novel, but I thought it was awesome.
Yeah.
So what led you to target that demographic?
Well, I'll be honest with you. The reason I wanted to write in the first place was because I used to read to my son when he was younger, and then now I read to my two little nieces like every day, and I love reading to kids, and I love watching them just absorb a book. And so my first thought was I really wanted to write a picture book for kids. And I was like, oh, that's great. And then I started looking into the self-publishing route, and I'm like, wow, I have to also be an illustrator. And I know I'm okay at illustrating, but you know, not that good. I'm like, no, I'm gonna have to hire somebody. So I was like, it just felt like, you know, I felt it was better if I could just get more, if I could go to an audience where they can actually read paragraphs and chapters, right? Even though maybe someday I will do a picture book, but I thought like this is a better route to start with, even though I did want to do a young kid's book at first.
So what are some of your author inspirations? Who's usually on your nightstand that really gets you excited about writing?
Oh, man, I just...
That whole bookshelf right over there is full of them, isn't it?
Yeah.
I can see you scanning the titles going, how do I pick my favorite?
I don't know. Everything and anything. I think anything that's fantasy or thrillers or mysteries, like James Patterson. Of course, I'm a big fan of one book that I like that I really... that helped me a little bit with this book was Chris Colfer's Land of Stories. I don't know if you guys have read that. It's sort of about Disney fairy tales, but he does a spin on it. And so it's kind of unique how he does it. What else have I read? There's some other self-published authors that you probably don't know about that I've read. And then like Ian Fleming, I love like that stuff. Like, and of course, James Bond. I mean, so I think what I wanted to do was take like a real life hero and make them like supernatural in some ways. Right. Because I thought, you could go and you could make up a hero, but that's to me is not as much of a dedication to the real world. Right. And so I thought, why not take the real world heroes and make them supernatural?
So did you go down to the local firehouse with some ice cream and just kind of pick their brains, or how did you get your IT brain into some of these fire scenes?
Oh, I'm really good at research, so I just researched the heck out of it. I spent a lot of time. Luckily, the internet is fantastic for that now, and so I did a lot of research, double checking things, and so there's a lot of interesting things in the book that they'll learn about firefighting. And I really hope that, you know, everything is correct. I think it is because I did a lot of research. But
yeah, there's a section in chapter 5 where you talk about how comfortable the chairs are that they're napping in. Spot on. So spot on. So now, are you doing the same thing? You said The Phantom Enforcer is coming out in December, which means you're done with it. Did you do the same thing research-wise for the law enforcement aspect, or are you getting out in the field? What's your plan for the third one?
So I did the exact same thing, a lot of research, and actually it's on location. So it'll be... it's in a neighborhood of Chicago, so the second biggest police force in the country. So it's interesting. So it's in a not so nice neighborhood in Chicago, but it talks about a lot about what they have to deal with over there. So
have you gone in your doing your research on the internet and whatnot? That's all fantastic. Have you made any efforts to do ride-alongs?
You know, I think that would be cool. I actually did talk to a cop about my book, and one of my friends is a sheriff, so I've talked with him about a lot of his stories. So I didn't even have to do a ride along. We hang out. He tells me stuff. So I did get some of that feedback for this book. Yeah,
you could be a real life castle.
Yeah,
right.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Yep, we get you a vest that says writer.
Yeah, you'll be solving murders in no time, man. It could be a whole other, yeah, you're an author and your books do great, but you're also solving crimes. I mean, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, so you've got these three going. What's on the horizon for you as an author? What are you working on?
I'm also, the third book, I haven't started the third book yet, but I am writing another book that's actually for adults, and it's a sci-fi thriller.
It's an adult book.
Yes.
Much so like an adult film.
He gets really excited.
Or an adult magazine.
Yeah. You get relaxed, dude.
I just love that there's that disconnect. Yeah. You know, adult education, boring. Adult theater. Whoa. What just happened?
Yeah, this is an NC-17, but it is the thing I like about it is, as I was writing the young adult book, you know, you have to be kind of careful, right? You don't want to go too detailed or too as far as, like, you know, gory or you know, use things that maybe adults would say. So I was like, well, I really want to do that too. So I was like, I'll do the young adult one, and you got to be a little careful because they are young adults. And then let's do the adult one and just let it out. Right. So I think that, so that's what's fun about it. And it's also a, like I said, I'm really into being an IT geek. I love sci-fi. So I wanted to write a sci-fi thriller. So
that reminds me of two things. The first one being, I was going to ask you, how do you keep the bumpers up as you're writing for young adults? And it turns out you've got a steam whistle over on the corner. You can write the adult book and use all the words and the descriptions that you want to use. But so this kind of comes back to, I read something on the internet, which makes it true that being in IT and watching a show where there's a hacker must be like being a nurse and watching someone draw blood with a carrot.
Yeah.
They just don't get it. Do you have any concern that firefighters and police officers and first responders are going to read these books and roll their eyes? Or do we just have to remind them that you are not the target market?
That's a really good question. That's why I did a lot of research, so they wouldn't roll their eyes. The other thing is, it's not, remember, it's also a fantasy type book. So it's not all about firefighting. It's about fantasy and magic as well. So there is some parts of firefighting that overlap, but it's not a book about how to be a firefighter, right? Mm-hmm. So hopefully they're not going to look at it with that lens. They're going to look at it with a sort of a honorary fantasy lens.
Very cool.
You're a sci-fi and fantasy guy. Have you read the Joe Abercrombie series? And
no.
Or have you read the Red Rising series?
No, but
dude.
Good.
And credit for working Red Rising into the sixth show in a row.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. So true story, we went to a bookstore while Jeff was here. And turns out there is a 6th book that just came out, and I was wonderful. In the middle of finishing the 5th one. So that one's on the horizon for me. I got the Red Rising trilogy is absolutely amazing. Definitely a little more sci-fi, but definitely some fantasy bits here and there. It takes place in outer space, so automatically sci-fi, you know.
Automatically.
And yeah, cool. Joe Abercrombie has written a couple different trilogies. The Age of Madness is one. And that's definitely much more, you know, knights and kings and all that kind of stuff. But it's solidly well written.
Is his editor's name Fitch? Or?
It's weird you say that, because in Red Rising, there is a character called Fitchner. So
coincidence?
No, not to my knowledge. I don't know who his editors are. But it's really, really well. If you're a bibliophile, you would that means a lover of books.
Oh, okay.
You would definitely enjoy that.
You know what I'm really a lover of when it really comes down to it?
Be on the lookout. All units respond.
So JW, we have a section of our show, most shows, called Be on the Lookout. We talk about what we're reading, what we're watching, what's inspiring us.
Hang on. He's done his research. He knows what a bolo is.
As he nods awkwardly. Yeah, I know what it is. But we've been asking about all this reading stuff, so we're gonna go first. I want you to think about something that is non I almost made up a word that sounds bad.
Do tell.
I want you to think of something that is not bibliophilic.
Okay.
So not to do with books, that's inspiring you, that's getting you going. MC, what do you got? What's your bolo this week?
I am reading a book that Mr. Jeff got me while he was here, and it is called The Priory of the Orange Tree. It's like an 800-plus page freaking tome.
Ooh.
I take it with me, and people are like, that's a big book.
It's for killing spiders.
Yeah, it and small animals. You can do some damage with this thing. It's there's dragons in it, definitely fantasy, and more high fantasy, I think.
There'll be dragons here.
A lot of names that I'm stumbling over. I'm like, okay, I'm calling that guy Fred now because I can't pronounce that. It's a little bit of a slow burn, but it's getting going now, so I'm enjoying it.
Goodness.
it was this, oh, you know, this, I might have said this before in another one, because I couldn't remember the author's name, and it was like Shannon something.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You couldn't remember if Shannon was the first name or the last name.
Yeah, no, it's Samantha Shannon. That's what it is.
There
it
you
is
go.
Last
yeah,
name.
We talked about not trusting a woman with two first names.
Again, it's 800 pages, so yeah, I'm still reading it. I'm almost halfway through.
800 pages. Let's see. Phantom Firefighter, I'm guessing, is just under 200.
200, yeah, 200 pages, approximately.
178.
Yeah,
that's a good target in
yep,
there.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's not, you know, the big, thick Harry Potters, but I mean, it's book one of the series.
Sorcerer's Stone was very short.
So I'm going to jump out. It's trailer season. The writer strike is over. The actor strike is over. So they can finally go out pimp a lot of this stuff. So the trailers I've seen just in the last few days, Reacher season 2.
Oh, yes.
Looks amazing.
Very excited
the
about
budget
that.
For Reacher season 2 is way bigger than the budget for Reacher season 1. There's helicopter crashes and explosions.
Have you read any of the Jack Reacher novels?
So I'm actually reading something like that. Have you read any of the Mark Dawson?
I have read a Mark Dawson. Yes.
Yeah. So I'm reading his first one, The Cleaner, right now.
Okay.
The Jack series. So I'm probably going to read probably another one of those as well. But I like reading because I'm writing a thriller. I was like, I got to read some more thriller books now. You know, kind of get like in the mood, right?
So yep, absolutely.
Nice. Yeah. And we got two more sequels coming out. I'm more of a fan of the prequel than I am the sequel. Right. But Ghostbusters.
Oh, yeah.
The
new
Ghostbusters movie is coming out. The trailer just dropped. I believe
and
it's
Dan
called.
And Aykroyd's going to be in it, too. And so
Frozen,
Frozen
something. It was the project name was Ghostbusters Firehouse. And I really wanted them to keep that title.
I bet you did.
But you got Paul Rudd. You got it just looks like an amazing cast. Fun story. And then Inside Out 2.
Yeah, I saw that mentioned the other day. I'm like, do we need a sequel for that?
Well, I'm thinking, what else can they have? But she's turning 13. They're keeping it in
all right.
Chronological.
Sure.
And Anxiety is here.
Oh, who plays Anxiety?
I can't remember her name, but in Stranger Things, she's the blonde that works at Chips Ahoy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
I can't, she's somebody famous, obviously.
It's Ethan Hawke's daughter.
Yes.
Yeah.
Her. She does the voice, and the trailer just looks hilarious. It looks like you could just jump right back into that world of disbelief and growing up, and so I'm super excited about all those things. Now, JW, you've had plenty of time, to think about something that is not bibliophilic, and yes, I'm calling Webster's tomorrow. That I invented a word that sounds dirty.
I would like you to thank you for not saying bibliophilic.
No, that's something completely different.
Yeah.
That's a whole different podcast.
That's adult education.
So, JW, what should we be on the lookout for?
Oh, man, I'm super excited about I love superhero movies, so I'm super excited about the Marvel series. Miss Marvel coming back into the picture. I think that's going to be cool. It looks cool. I mean, they usually do a good job with it. There's a new Thor coming out. I wasn't that happy with the last Thor movie.
Oh, the last Thor movie sucked.
It was terrible. I don't know who wrote that. And I mean, it's like you would think they'd have better writing.
The real villains.
Exactly. It was terrible. But I mean, the other ones were great. So I was like, okay, I'll give it one more chance, right? You know, so that one's coming out. So I love those. There's also, isn't there a Star Wars series coming out on, but it's a streaming, it's not a movie.
I think they just wrapped up Ahsoka.
Ahsoka just finished, I believe. There's I haven't started it yet.
There's something else. Maybe it's not labeled Star Wars, but it looks like Star Wars. It's sort of like that kind of genre. But yeah, that's coming out. I mean, all the streaming stuff has been great too. I mean, Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you don't even have to go to the movie theater anymore. You just get your own popcorn machine, so.
Yeah, and your own ice cube machine.
Yeah, I got
apparently
that.
Apparently people do that.
I got that
as well. Yeah,
yep,
but I saw little hints. There's a new Superman movie coming out in 25, I think.
Oh, wow.
That they were supposed to be teasing it. And I guess it's kind of paying homage to the original motion picture, is what I understand. But we'll learn more about that as we move forward. But speaking of moving forward, The Phantom Firefighter is out now, correct?
Yes, it is.
Where can our listeners go and get it from you?
Amazon.com.
Well, there you go.
Just straight to the Amazon, not even have to go to your website and avoid the royalty.
You can go to my website too, though, if you want, and sign up for my newsletter. You'll get all kinds of fun information, and I do giveaways sometimes and discounts. So my website's www.authorjwjarvis.com.
That's a lot of W's.
That is a lot of W's.
We'll
try to limit the W's, but you're not going to get away, Jerry, without telling us what the W stands for. But first, MC gets to guess, and so do I.
Oh,
what's W stand for?
Willamette.
Ooh, what Willamette, like Pacific Northwest.
Yeah.
Like the hops.
Yep.
I'm going to go with Willie.
Close. William.
Yeah, Willie.
I mean, I feel like we walked the line pretty well between the two of us. Mine actually has the word William in it.
Were you originally Gerald William?
Oh, well, my full real legal name is Jerome William Jarvis.
Oh, see.
And what was the name of your first pet?
What color underwear and what is your mother's maiden name and the last four of your social? Go ahead. We'll wait.
Go ahead. Yeah, you didn't fall for it.
Damn it.
There's some.
Social is 0000.
I got the same combination on my luggage. J.W. Jarvis, author of The Phantom Firefighter and upcoming Phantom Enforcer. Thank you so much for being on What's Your Emergency Radio. Be well, sir, and we look forward to following your career.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
All right, gang. Until next time, this is Motor Cop, your good buddy, hanging out with Justin, the happy medic.
Your moderate buddy.
Your moderate buddy.
And JW, your superest buddy.
Your superest buddy. Until next week, it was. By the way, we should bring this up. We did skip
happened?
A week because I got a new gig.
You
we'll
got
talk,
a new
we'll
gig
talk about
and I've
that
got
later.
A crazy gig and things are going
okay,
crazy.
Okay, bye, everybody. We'll be right back.